This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Yes, we know that President Biden knew well what he was in for, but it has still got to be tough when first thing on your first full day, the labor market pokes you right in the eye. It's Thursday, so today was weekly unemployment claims day. 900,000 people asked for state unemployment assistance for the first time. That is down just a little bit from a week ago, so good, but still monumentally high. And then claims for the newly reinstated federal program for gig workers shot up more than 48%. Nearly 424,000 people lost jobs in the gig economy, the jobs a lot of people turn to when they run out of options. Marketplace's Erica Barris gets us going with that.
When last year's shutdown started, Joy Choudhury, an Uber driver in New York City, was in a bind. There wasn't work.
I was struggling to pay my rent.
As a gig worker, Choudhury didn't qualify for typical unemployment benefits, not until Congress passed its first relief package. This latest spike in pandemic unemployment claims is likely linked to the lapse in the program before the last aid package was approved, new shutdowns, and to the after-holiday slowdown, according to Dimitri Kustas, an economist at the University of Chicago. About a third of the labor force does some work in the gig economy.
And if more people are relying on gig work, a lot of the risk is on the workers themselves.
That's because, according to Aaron Hatton, a sociologist at the University of Buffalo,
we've attached a whole bunch of rights and privileges and opportunities to employment.
Retirement plans, parental leave, health insurance, unemployment are tied to traditional full-time jobs. And Heidi Shierholz, a labor economist at the Economic Policy Institute, says that was problematic before. But with the pandemic,
it's really shown us that there are gaps in our regular unemployment system that you can drive a truck through. We do have the ability to close them. The existence of this program shows us that we can do it.
Josh Godfrey in Houston, Texas, knows this well. His DoorDash earnings dropped from $600 to $150 a week. Without the temporary gig unemployment benefits, he doesn't know what he would have done.
The pandemic has kind of pushed me to kind of reevaluate what I'm doing in life.
So he's going back to school to get a job that if he does lose, he'd get unemployment benefits. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.